听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 8. Shopping for food. Exercise 9. Stress and intonation. Teresa is checking the things in her shopping basket. Listen and repeat.
Ice cream, lamb, carrots, milk, and chocolates.
Listen and check. 1.
I need some cheese, some eggs, some flour, and a loaf of bread.
2.
Some sugar, some biscuits, and a packet of tea.
3.
Jam, marmalade, butter, and milk.
Now listen again and repeat. 1.
I need some cheese, some eggs, some flour, and a loaf of bread.
2.
Some sugar, some biscuits, and a packet of tea.
3.
Jam, marmalade, butter,and milk.
Unit 8. Shopping for food. Exercise 10. Listen to Teresa's conversation with the assistant at the checkout. Correct the mistakes in the conversation in your student's book.
That's £40.20, please. How are you paying?
By check.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Here's your card. Do you need any more bags?
No, no more, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Unit 8. Development. Exercise 1.Listen to Dennis Malone talking about a popular meal in his restaurant. Put the cooking instructions in the correct order.
One of the favorite dishes at Millie's that we've been making a lot, is a stew. And we do it as a special, and it's called O'Malley's Stew. We get all of the seasonal vegetables that we buy at Farmer's Market, and we wash them and we chop them on our preparation board.Then we get a pot and fill it with water and begin to blanch the carrots and the leeks. After they've been simmering for a couple of minutes, we add the shiitake mushrooms and the smoked tofu. We continue then to add the remaining ingredients. Simmer a while longer, add some fresh herbs, and...Let it simmer for a few more minutes, and then the dish is complete.
Unit 8. Development. Exercises 4 and 5. Listen to this telephone conversation and answer the questions in your student's book.
Lotus Restaurant, manager speaking.
Hello, I'd like to book a table for 4, please.
Certainly. When would you like to come?
Tomorrow lunchtime, 1 o'clock?
That's fine. Would you like a smoking or non-smoking table?
All non-smoking, please. Can I just check, do you serve vegetarian food?
Yes, we do.
And can you tell me if you do children's meals?
Not normally, no, but we can serve small portions at a lower price.
Good. Thank you very much.
1 o'clock tomorrow, then.
Goodbye.
Unit 9. In the country. Unit 9. Changing places. Exercise 8. Tom Hall is having a meeting with James and Julia to discuss the possibility of moving MAP advertising to the country. Listen and take notes.
We have to move the company to a new office.
Move?
But
I think that's a great idea.
Good.
We should be in the center of town. We'll be nearer our customers.
Julia, I...
The transport is better.
Julia, I...
And there are lots of good restaurants.
Julia, I think we should move to the country.
Oh.
Four. Against. Four. Cheaper rent. Cheaper houses. Cleaner air. It's quieter. There's not so much noise. And parking's easier. Do you agree that these are all good reasons for moving?
Yes, I agree. But let's talk about the things against moving. Number one, a long way from some clients? Don't you mean from all of our clients?
No, that's not right. One of our biggest clients is in the west, and we have another in the north.
What about communications?
There's an airport here, and a motorway here. And there are fast trains to everywhere in Britain from this station.
So, communications are better than they are from here?
I think so.
But what do we do with our spare time? I know we can go for walks in the country, perhaps go horse riding. But we can only do that in summer. What do we do in winter, when it's cold and wet? It's not like London, is it?
I agree. But in this town here, 20 minutes by car, there are cinemas, theaters, good restaurants, and there's a jazz club. So, I think MAP advertising should move to the country. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree.
James?
I'm not sure.
Unit 9. Pets or pests? Exercise 6. Stress and intonation. Listen to the tag questions. Does the speaker's voice go up or down at the end of each question? 1.
You're coming on Friday, aren't you?
2.
Your birthday's today, isn't it?
Unit 9. Pets or pests? Exercise 7. Listen to 4 conversations and answer the questions in your student's book. 1.
Hello, George. Where are you going?
I'm going to buy a puppy for my son's birthday.
Really? You've got a dog, haven't you?
Well, we had one, but it died.
2.
Hi, George. Have you got the puppy?
Yes, look.
Oh, it's lovely. You bought some food, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
3.
Mrs. Simon is back from holiday.
Is she? How do you know?
There, on the wall. That's her cat, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I think it is.
4.
I'm surprised Mrs. Simon's got a cat.
Why? Oh, her husband. He hates animals, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Now, listen again and repeat. 1.
You've got a dog, haven't you?
2.
You bought some food, didn't you?
3.
That's her cat, isn't it?
4.
He hates animals, doesn't he?
Unit 9. Development. Exercise 4. Listen to Mary and Michael Bell, the owners of Cherry Trees Farm. Answer the questions in your student's book.
We keep cattle, which are called Herefords. We keep black pigs. We keep sheep. And we keep chickens for laying eggs. And various farmyard animals, geese, ducks, goats. The majority of educational visits to Cherry Trees Farm are from school children aged between 4 and 10 who are from city areas.
Welcome to Cherry Trees Farm. Now, a visit to Cherry Trees Farm is not the usual sort of visit because we're practical. I ask you to help me.
After they've had their lunch, they then go to collect eggs, which to many is one of the best things they do on the farm, because a hen often will be sitting in the box where the egg is laid, and the child must slip its hand under the hen and actually touch a warm egg. And then usually, after they have collected eggs, they will set off to see all the other animals.
When they're old enough, as people want them in the shop.
Part of our philosophy or belief is that animal welfare is as important as the methods by which we farm. So for us, freedom amongst the animals is part of the whole system.
Unit 10. Describing things. Unit 10. Lost property. Exercises 3 and 4. Listen to Maureen Beaumont talking about her job in London Transport's Lost Property Office. Answer the questions in your student's book.
On a typical day, we can receive as many as 500 items. If it's been raining, we could receive over 1,000 umbrellas. Handbags, purses, cameras, watches, you name it, and somebody's lost it at some time or another.
As you can see, this is some of the false teeth that we have handed in. We're not quite sure what a tops and what a bottom sets, but probably enough musical instruments here to equip the small orchestra. False hand. It's part of a skeleton. It's the leg part, I think. Quite a large theatrical sword. Stuffed eagle. Beautiful wedding dress. We received 19,000 umbrellas last year. Ladies' umbrellas. Gents. And even the more unusual type, an umbrella for two.
Unit 10. Lost property. Exercise 7. Word stress. Listen and mark the main stress on each word.
Everyone. Someone. Anyone. No one. Everywhere. Somewhere. Anywhere. Nowhere. Everything, something, anything, nothing.
Now, listen again and repeat.
Everyone. Someone. anyone. No one. Everywhere. Somewhere. Anywhere. Nowhere. Everything. Something. Anything. Nothing.
Unit 10. Giving details. Exercise 1. Listen and read. Rosie is talking to her brother James on the telephone. What is Rosie's present to James?
I made your birthday present yesterday.
You made it? What is it?
I'm not telling you. I'll bring it to London next week.
Okay. Let me guess. What colour is it?
It's green and blue.
Mm-hmm. So what shape is it?
Rectangular, I suppose.
Hmm. And how big is it?
About 30 centimetres wide and 2 metres long.
Really? How heavy is it?
I've got no idea. Less than a kilo.
Right. And, what's it made of?
Wool.
Oh, I know. It's a...
See you next week, James. Bye.
Unit 10. Giving details. Exercise 2. Stress and intonation. Listen and repeat. 1.
What colour is it?
2.
What shape is it?
3.
How big is it?
4.
How heavy is it?
5.
What's it made of?
10. Describing clothes. Exercise 1. Listen to 5 people talking about their favourite sweaters. 1. Paul Money.
Almost all my sweaters are dark blue and wool or cotton. I have a number.
2. Mark Hill.
My favourite sweater is red, and it's made of wool, and with my golf club's emblem on it.
3. Gene Abbott.
My favourite sweater is blue. It's made of wool, and I bought it in Scotland.
4. Josh Lafrano.
My favourite sweater is a mint green color, and it's made of 100% cotton.
5. Mildred Cookson.
Grey and cashmere.
Unit 10. Describing clothes. Exercises 8 and 9. James and Julia are leaving a restaurant. Listen to their conversation with the waiter. And answer the question in your student's book.
Well, that was a nice meal.
Lovely. I enjoy eating out.
Here you are, madam. Your coat, sir.
Thank you very much.
This isn't mine.
I'm sorry, sir. What's yours like?
His is a long black leather one.
Oh, I can't see one like that. Not leather.
James, look over there. Isn't that man wearing your coat?
What? Yes, he is. Wait!
来，伴随你走向世界。爱未来，爱未来。